The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're going to end up having a really surreal life if you don't get NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it's not going to be glamorous like CJ Perry's. No, without NordVPN.com/Fightful, you can't change your virtual location with just one click. You can't protect yourself from that unsecured Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, really anywhere you're at, restaurants. There's a lot of things you can't do if you don't get NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'll tell you what you can do. You can get 4 additional months free, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can use it on your phone, your laptop, your desktop, your PC. You can choose between 3 tiers, whether it's a VPN, a pass, a locker, or all 3. You can also get access to a lot of services a lot more affordably than what you have now. So it effectively pays for itself. NordVPN.com/Fightful. One of the most versatile applications you can use. I personally use it every day. Enjoy our interview with CJ Perry and see a lot more of her by subscribing to CJPerry.com. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful here with a name you know. You used to know her as Lana. Now you know her as CJ Perry, star of The Surreal Life. It's coming back, VH1, Monday, October 25th. CJ, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
I was telling you off the air, I watched The Surreal Life a lot when I was younger. Like, I grew up on The Real World and a lot of stuff like that. And The Surreal Life roped me in because they had Chyna and Maven and a lot of other pro wrestlers on there. Now they got yourself. Explain to us, like, how did this process come about? Because, I mean, I know you spent a lot of time in your life auditioning. This doesn't seem like the type of thing you audition for. It's the type of thing they seek you out for.
Yeah, it's crazy that you say that because I just thought about that the other day. And I feel in life, you have to work really hard. You have to be diligent, disciplined, have a good attitude. And you might try over and over again and get no's, but all that work will at some point pay off. And that's all the big jobs in my life that kind of happened with Pitch Perfect randomly got the job, and Surreal Life, the same thing. Like, it blows my mind of how many people. I believe that production was telling me they casted this for over 8 months. They were trying to, yeah, I never auditioned for it. I literally, the day after I got released, I got a call from my manager being like, Surreal Life wants you. Wow. And I was like, wait, Surreal Life, like the one with like Bridget Nielsen that I based my entire character off from WWE, like Flava Flav.
Caused very successful spinoffs right there. Like,
yes. It's so crazy. So I was blown away. Really, really, really blown away. I was definitely really nervous going into it because I just had gotten released. So I was like going through all this like emotional ups and downs and just trying to figure it out, like what I wanted to do. What am I going to do? I was so focused on everything wrestling, WWE, you know, wanted to become champion. And it was interesting being thrown into the situation where I'm living with 7 strangers who are all celebrities and also from all different walks of life, all different perspectives, all different cultures, different religions, different careers. And we're put in this huge, beautiful house in Mexico City and with no doors, by the way, no doors. Yeah. So that on the other side is like slightly giving me anxiety. And the cameras at all times, not just sometimes, but literally cameras everywhere, mics everywhere, even in the bathroom. And so, yeah, that like, I would definitely get anxious about it, but it was interesting being put in that area where someone like Kim Coles, Tamar Braxton, and even Dennis Rodman, like they gave me so much great advice for what I was going through. And I don't know if that will make the make the cut or not make the cut. You know, there's only so much that you can put in to seven episodes. We don't know much. I don't know if it's seven episodes, nine episodes, six episodes. There's been a lot of things floating around, and I'm going to be watching all these episodes for the first time on Twitter with you guys. So so I'm not sure what will make it and what will not. So you guys will have to tune in, but truly grateful because Kim gave me so much great advice after she finished with Living Single and Living Color. And then Tamar gave so much advice of different things she's gone through. And really was Dennis Rodman that it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out on the show. But how he was just instantly, we had a connection because of
I was going to ask if you all talked about wrestling at all.
Of course, you know, so like the first thing I was just like, I couldn't believe Dennis Rodman was there. I was like, oh my gosh, Dennis Rodman, this is crazy. And then also because he was in wrestling, and I think that's just so cool and incredible. And he's just always able to somehow be relevant in pop culture.
And politics at this point.
Everything. And so he really was like, you got to evolve. And I didn't want to hear that.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's like, what? Like, I'm sorry, I want to be champion. And you know, he's just from like, he retired at 36 and like, just like giving me things that like at first I was not so happy to hear. But sometimes honesty is the best policy. And it really made me, after leaving, really keep that into perspective. You know, he would always be like, why are you going to do something that you're good at? Do something that you're great at. And, you know, you're great on the mic, you're great managing. And he's like, you know, you're always going to compete against Charlotte Flair in the ring. So I would get hot about it. But in hindsight, I'm really grateful for that experience because I just took a lot inside and really thought about a lot of those things. And then moving forward, really everything I do moving forward, it's like, no, I want to be great at it. Even if I love this, even if I love it and it makes me happy, I don't want to do things that I'm good at. I want to do things that I'm great at, and I'm not going to compromise that anymore.
Loved the surreal life. I'm not a reality TV show guy, and I was a sucker for that show. Like Tammy Faye Baker finding out why Vanilla Ice was famous was great for me because she had never heard Ice Ice Baby before. So they played it for her in the car. Maven almost beating up a transphobe. That was a good one. That was fantastic to see. Like, I'm excited to see what happens on this season.
Oh my God.
I haven't watched a reality show in years, CJ, and I'm watching this. I'm very excited.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be so exciting. The crazy part when you're talking about like not knowing, they take our phones. So I didn't know everyone. And so I was like, I need my phone. I need Google. I need to be searching these people. So it's definitely interesting of how much we rely on our phone, at least for me, to, give the illusion that I'm a lot brighter.
Do you all get the landline? You can make the calls on like once a day or anything? Because I like to imagine you asking Miro to Google these people, because that's a segment in its own right there.
We definitely had like a Zoom area, which like, yeah, I actually, Miro gave me a lot of information. He basically, I knew Dennis Rodman from basketball and then from WCW.
Yeah.
And I didn't know all these other things like, he was on Celebrity Rehab or all these like other things that he had gone through in life. And so Miro would be giving me the tea.
I gotta get him to work for the dirt sheets. Yeah. We gotta get him on the payroll sometime soon. He has mentioned you on AEW TV many times, not by name necessarily, more by like physical capabilities and attributes and things like that. Does he ever run those by you, or is it a surprise to you that you like, that you see as it happens?
It's definitely a surprise to me as it happens. Yeah, for sure. He doesn't run too much by me.
I love that. And you had said recently in an interview, you would do an AEW thing if it made sense, but you want to tell good stories and you want to make sure that it makes a lot of sense. And that kind of goes back to what you mentioned, doing something mm-hmm. that you're great at and you have a lot of experience telling stories. When you sometimes hear the crowd chant for you and ask for you, how does that make you feel? Does it give you that itch to go back? Because I mean, that can never feel bad to hear people wanting to see you.
Yeah, there's no drug in the world like it. It's the biggest adrenaline high you'll ever get, at least for me. And there's nothing more that I love. I mean, of course, if they're chanting your name, I mean, it's insane. I mean, whole arenas chanting for you is just mind blowing. I'm always so honored that people would do that. But I also love being booed. I mean, there's no better feeling to be able to like control a crowd that you can get them to kind of do exactly what you want them to. And it's definitely easier, and for at least me, and that might be because I like to stir the pot.
Yes.
And it's funny to me to be like getting to see people like all like woo, riled up. And so I feel like wrestling's perfect because then I can just lean into and commit to it. Like, okay, yeah, hate me, bring it on, you know? And I feel in wrestling, a lot of times people want to be the cool heels and they don't want to commit to being like, no, like hate me. I'm going to make you money because you hate me, because someone's going to want to whoop my ass. And so I feel that Miro and I learned a lot of that from Miro too. You know, he was such a great teacher for me, and the psychology of storytelling and the psychology of being a villain. And I always say there's no greater villain than Miro. And so, yeah, I'm thankful for that. And I do miss that. I miss it a lot. I miss performing. I miss fans. There's no better feeling to be able to get that screen time where you are connecting with the fans, you're connecting with the people, and you're provoking an emotional reaction. So it's great. I miss it.
So I did see you I think I saw you in Nashville, which do you all still live there? Do you all live in Nashville?
We live in Nashville. We live in LA.
Sure.
We're Miro's building and designing a house in Bulgaria.
Nice.
So yes.
Nashville's like Southern Vegas now. Like it's blown up just the last few years. But I saw you at an appearance. We haven't seen you in the ring, but you were briefly announced for a match earlier this year. And I mean, I know that a lot of stuff with that promotion didn't end up working out. Hate to see it because it looked like a good card. But like, how do you pick and choose situations like that where you're like, you know what, I'll entertain that offer. I think that this will make sense. Like, how do you sort of sift through that? Because I'm pretty sure you've had plenty of opportunities.
Yes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think with that one, it was just like a perfect storm. You know, the promoters who were booking the show are friends of mine. If it's Dean, Mojo, and Steve. And so that's for sure, 100%. Like I trust Dean a lot. And he was so transparent with everything. So I know that there was like a lot of people upset on Twitter, you know, and he was always very transparent from the very start that could possibly be a situation. And so that's a big thing for me is like, I've worked in this business in Hollywood show business since I've been 17. And so don't try to work me because I'm already like 4 or 5 steps ahead of like the BS. So I was really happy about that. And then with Lena, Nia Jax also, she is a longtime friend of mine and I love telling stories with her and I love wrestling her. Some of my favorite wrestling matches and story in the women's division was my story with her. And so I felt like we were going to fight for the championship and it made sense and the money made sense and the opportunity. And it just kind of, it sounded fun. And that's a big thing for me too, is like the story made sense in that area. And also it was fun. It was going to be fun. Like Dean loves to do TikTok, Nia, a lot of the other people like to do social media. And I was like, I'm going to see my friends and we're going to go somewhere. We'll be able to perform. So, and then it worked out, but it's all good. You know, it wasn't meant to happen then.
When they did the angle with you going through the table every week, a lot of people, I'm sure you saw it. They're like, oh, they're punishing her because Miro's gone. They're punishing her because Miro's gone. I never got that feeling. I found it entertaining every week at the very least. And it's like, okay, eventually Nia gets her comeuppance. It's a story. It's being told. Did you ever get the feeling that it was a punishment or anything like that?
No, not at all. It was really coincidence. And it worked and it helped me get over as a baby face. And I feel like if the crowd was there, if we were in a lie, it would have been even much more. I've always, like, even the way I won Survivor Series, I think that and how Vince kind of set it up, he really wanted me to be like her to kick me out of the ring. I think that would have had a much different reaction with the fans there. And maybe hopefully we want Lana a chance. And it's just like, it was just a different time in the
Thunderdome era. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still very grateful for that story. And it was crazy because what happened was Vince wanted Nia to get over as a baby face. And so he's like, why don't we have her start putting people through tables every single week? And that's how the whole thing started. And I guess like someone either pitched or something, possibly me, maybe it was TJ, it just was something with the story. I think me and Natty were having a match with them. And I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, please. And me and Liv were literally fighting over who was going to get the table spot. I was like, no, I want the table spot. And she's like, no, I want the table spot. I'm like, no, I want it. And so I think they were trying to build her a little bit more. Sure. So they're like, okay, she's going to get the table spot. And at the time I was still coming out of the Bobby Lash, like just coming out of the Bobby Lashley story. So I was, oh my God, I was one of the most hated heels. And so, and Natty and I were on, I don't know if we were both healed. We were definitely on the heel side. And so she put me through the table and I was so excited. And someone told Vince, I think it was TJ and Michael Hayes was like, you know, CJ's so excited about going through this table. So this is her dream. Because it was, I had pitched so many times to go through a table and Miro shut it down. Well, he was like, absolutely not.
They were ready to make your dreams come true. That's for sure.
Yes. And so I came back to Gorilla and Vince was cracking up and he like loved it. And he's like, I can't believe this is your dream. And I was just like really thankful for that opportunity because it was like TJ would remind me every single week that he hadn't even gone through a commentary table. And I just felt like so blessed for that opportunity. And so the following week, they're like, oh, then on top of it, Miro had done the podcast
yes.
about his whole, like, you know, just opening up about things a couple of days before, but they dropped it Monday morning. And so it just seemed like he was just asked the question of like, do you think she's going to get punished? And he's like, I hope not. I hope they wouldn't do that. I think they're professional. I hope they wouldn't do it. Yes. And that was started to get so much traction. And then that happened. So, you know, the fans are great. They had my back. They were like, screw WWE. That's messed up, you know? And then they just started going with it. And I think they just saw the perfect storm. And that's why I love the fans. They're so great. And they really have my back. And I appreciate them for that forever.
As we wrap up the wrestling questions, what do you think of the new regime? And like, what did you think when that was announced that Triple H would be taking control of things? Stephanie and Nick Khan near the top.
I think Triple H is a genius. He hired me. He was in my tryouts in the beginning of 2013. And he paired me with Miro. He guided me so much in the approach of creating essentially the character, the Ravishing Russian, with the suit, with the hair. Like, he was really hands-on with that, very hands-on with Miro and I. So I will forever be very grateful, because I mean, people still talk about the tank, still talk about that Russian, the Ravishing Russian, and her accent and her look. So I'm forever grateful for that. I think he's brilliant. I think he is a genius storyteller, and you know, he understands how to entertain, how to give good, like to give it all, like to give what where the hardcore fans want to really see, but also what the commercial fans want to see, the great matches, but also the relationship stories and then the entertainment. So it's really cool. It's really cool to see a lot of his projects and things that he was hands-on come to WWE now. And I think it's a great shift. It's exciting. It's an exciting time for wrestling.
We saw another pretty exciting time for you. I think it was last year. You had the opportunity to work with Bruce Willis, like right before his career's winding down, which is, you know, unfortunate what he's been through. But it seemed like you were very, very proud of that. I saw you posting on your social media for Cosmic Sin. How was that for you?
It was a crazy experience. I feel like I have all these different crazy experience stories. I am very grateful because he's such a legend and an icon and acting and just a superstar. And so now, especially since he's retiring, I'm truly grateful to be able to have that opportunity. It was a very different experience. I love sci-fi, so that was really cool. It was also really cool to play a character that was originally written for a man and have a bazooka bigger than myself. So that was a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm grateful.
You're in all these movies, TV shows, red carpets. I see you're at events like every week you're at a new event. What like celebrities have you met that are like shocking wrestling fans that are like, what? You're wrestling fans? There's a number of them that will follow me on Twitter because they like want dirt. They think I'll tell them dirt that I don't put publicly. And they'll sneak in the DMs. Who do you have like that?
Skylar Astin is always like shockingly, and I'm really good friends with him. I've known him like since 2011, Pitch Perfect. And we instantly had a crazy bond and we're just instant friends. And so it was really with him, I think forever will be the most wild experience, because I will never forget when I got signed to the WWE in 2013. And I went to like, there was some party we were having for Pitch Perfect, and he was freaking out. Like, he was like, oh my gosh. He's like, I'm literally going to WrestleMania next week with my brother. I can't believe this. What? And I was just like, wait, what? And then every single time, like, I will get texts from him or calls from him, or like, and he knows all the tea. Like, he knows all the tea. Like, when the whole like nuclear heat was going around about Lana has nuclear heat in like 2015 or like 2015, 16, he would call me up and he's like, so I heard you have nuclear heat with Lana. I'm like, oh my god, I want to need you to stop reading the dirt sheets right now for a second. Like, that is calm down. And so like, he has a ton of storylines that he would pitch to me. He's like, how about you pitch this to Vince and hire? So I love it. He knows all the tea, all the information, has great creative ideas. So if anyone wants an extra writer, he's there. He's there for it.
Well, guys, make sure you check out The Surreal Life back on October 24th. CJ Perry, Dennis Rodman, Frankie Muniz, so many more. CJ, I want to thank you so much. We got to do this again.
Yes. And subscribe to CJPerry.com.
There you go. Subscribe to CJPerry.com. Follow her on all her socials. They will be in the description below. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.